Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, Hellstrom has dropped on Hulu, and we have watched the first episode. And me and Ashley Coffin are going to talk about whether you should watch the first episode and whether, in general, we think the show is worth it. We're going to start spoiler free, and we're going to do a we'll probably do some spoilers at the end, but mostly going to talk about whether you should watch Hellstrom or not. So if you are on the fence, join us and we'll discuss. Tell you what it's like without spoiling too much for the first little while. So thanks for joining us. We'll be right back after this. We have no control over. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll, and today we have a special guest with us, Ashley Coffin. How are you?
Matthew Carroll, I'm doing great. How are you?
I am so good. I'm so good. Jeff is traveling. He is moving back from Florida to Alabama basically today, or in the next couple of days, and he's loading a truck and stuff tonight, so he cannot be here. So we are going to talk about Hellstrom without him. Just going to kind of do a quick overview of what we think of the series. So Ashley, what do you think of the first episode of Hellstrom? Like, spoiler free, what do you think?
I think it's a really good demon show. Yeah. Like a scary show. Like, if I didn't know it was, Marvel, obviously, I would think it was something along the lines of Supernatural or Lucifer, which is Lucifer DC?
Lucifer is DC, yeah. It also reminds me of Constantine, which is another DC property that's kind of similar.
Yeah. God, DC does do a good dark universe.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I really... For what it is, I enjoyed this show. Just from the very top, I enjoyed for what it is. And it does feel like a Supernatural or a Buffy, or like they're building sort of a world of what it's like to have demons and monsters in this horror universe that they're kind of showing us. And I don't know the comics character very well. And so I also wouldn't have known, except for there is one reference to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Well, the Marvel Television Universe in the first episode.
Oh, I missed it.
Roxxon Oil, which is they were a big player in the first in Agent Carter. They've been mentioned multiple times in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and they're like kind of a evil corporation in the Marvel comics, I guess.
Oh, well, and we love that continuity, don't we?
Yes, we do. And there was one part where he went up to a gas station and it said Roxxon on it.
That's awesome.
So that's it.
That gives it 5 more points.
It does give it 5 more points, but you know, of 100, you know, it's not, so it's just like
well, I was at 70, like 70, now we're at like 75.
Okay, yeah, that's not bad. I like, if you like horror things, if you're looking for a show and we're in the middle of COVID and you don't have a good show to watch, I would check it out. If you don't really like horror, I don't think it's going to be strongly connected to the MCU. I don't feel like you need to be like, I'm a MCU completist, I must watch it, because I just don't think it's going to be that connected.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Yeah, it's I like horror shows, so I was already kind of like, and I like especially like occult stuff and demonology stuff, so I'm going to be a little impartial because I already like it right. Because of that stuff.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on this week, is because I was like, oh, you like horror things, and we got to talk about Hellstrom. So
yeah, and it's like MA, so they're doing the gore right. I had like some pretty fun gross stuff going on in there, and it was actually pretty creepy. Like the effects are a little overdone, but not too bad. Right. But it did have a nice little creep factor. And there's nothing more that I love than, you know, people who are actually like something going around and debunking fake demons. Am I saying that right? Like, you know, right, debunking it. Right. And yeah, I love, like, I live for shows like that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a moment where he like sort of differentiates between real and fake demons, and like real demons and acted out demons. And like, that is a nice moment. But then the idea that there is real demons, and I don't really fully understand what happened. There's some sort of mystery involved in all of this, where like, when he was a child, something happened with his parents, and we're still sort of unraveling that. So it's like a good demon horror show with like mystery elements and just kind of a cool main character, I guess.
Yeah, it was like a solid first episode of like a show.
Yeah. You know what? You know what I'll say about Hellstrom? It's a show.
It's a show.
Oh, 084 wrote in about it and said, my review of Hellstrom, better than Inhumans? Man shrugging?
I refuse to watch Inhumans, so I am already going to agree with you.
Yes, I think that was a good decision. You did the right thing. Yeah. And
I couldn't do it.
Yeah. And we are going to cover Hellstrom, so if that changes anyone's mind, we're going to cover it. We're not going to cover it as in detail, because like I said, I'm pretty sure it's going to have very little actual connection. So next week, we're going to try to do the first five episodes, and then the next week, we're going to do the last five. So just kind of like a mid-season, what's going on, and then a end of the season, what we think kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth a... you know, Jessica Jones level, like deep dive.
No, I don't think it's going to be that deep of a show.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. There's definitely like there's a lot of characters in the very first episode. They introduced like a good six or seven fairly interesting characters, and all of them seem to have some sort of secret and some sort of motive and some sort of thing they're doing.
Yeah, it's, you know, nuns and the Vatican, you know, your usual stuff.
Nuns and Vaticans and demons.
Little demon kids.
Yeah, all your normal demon show things. So if you like demon shows, I think you're in for fun. I guess we can get into spoilers now if we want to. Like I said, we're not going to go very long on this episode, but because we're going to do a 1-5 episode next week. But what do you think? What stood out like in the spoilery sense?
In the spoilery sense, like if you know the comic and you know the character, you already in episode one know what the big secret is.
See, I don't spoil it because I don't.
You know that I know enough about this character to know like who, you know, his sister's name is Anna, but I'm pretty sure in the comics it was like Satana.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like fun facts about him that's not going to spoil too much that I know they're not going to do. Like, I'm pretty sure in the comics he marries Trish Walker.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, Hellcat and Hellstrom.
Man, cute little name. I wish it's really hard to make that into a couple name though.
Yeah.
Because you can't really, tough one. Can't really do that. I guess you could go like Strumcat.
Strumcat.
Catstrom?
Catstrom. I like it.
Catstrom's better.
Hell.
yeah, let's just go with Hell.
Hell. the sister, I think, in the comics would run with Doctor Strange every once in a while. So they have like that whole tie-in there. But that's all I'm going to say about the comics, just in case.
Okay.
They do some stuff. So I like where they're going, knowing, you know, who the two main characters are and like what they're going to, you know, they already know who they are. And I think it's interesting, like they're following, they said that their dad was a serial killer and their mother is in an insane asylum and she's definitely possessed.
Yeah. So as far as we know, yeah, that's all that we know is going on. They said she was cursed and they seem to imply that the father kidnapped the daughter and was a serial killer. So like, what's this curse about?
I know, and I can't tell you.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah. And as a proxy for the audience, we all appreciate it.
Yeah, but I will say, like, the way that they set it up, that's why it's, like, piqued my interest, because if, you know, you have no idea, it's a very, they give you just enough to be like, okay, I'll watch the next episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. Well, I'm interested. Let's see. Some pretty gory stuff. Even just like the dead guard in the janitor's closet was gory, and
the sarcophagus.
The sarcophagus. I guess. Oh. And the eyeball popping from the skull.
If you see something that looks like that sarcophagus looks, you don't touch that.
Don't do it.
You think about that. Like obviously it's not going to work out. And then that guy got punked by the nurse head. Taken two of the inmates, the patients from the insane asylum out. Because his possessed, cursed mother wrote a symbol on the wall that makes people crazy. or something. Like, there's a lot of really cool stuff.
The nurse asks, I don't even know why she chose you two. And then they kill him and say, that's why she chose us.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, get him. That's what he gets. I liked it. Yeah, the people are cool. Like, I'm not annoyed by any of the characters yet, so that's good. I like him.
Yeah, I like pretty much everybody. I thought the mother was interesting talking about, like, hell. She was talking about how, like, she's talking about, you think you're in a war, talking about heaven and hell. She says, you think you're in a war, but we lost the war a long time ago, and I'm going to give you exactly what they gave us, no mercy. And, like, that whole thing of just, like, I don't know. Yeah, I guess I've always seen it expressed as, like, this ongoing war between heaven and hell. The idea that the war is over was an interesting take on that.
Yeah. And she's super creepy.
Yeah, for sure. She's very creepy. That actress is doing a lot of work for this show.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the more I'm talking about it, the more I actually did like it. I really did like it.
Yeah.
I'm interested. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, doing these podcasts about shows always makes me more interested because I dig into them a little more than I would otherwise. And so, like, yeah, it's making me excited to think about the possibilities of the show.
And he obviously has, you know, powers.
Yeah. Which we didn't really get to see much of. We saw him, like, light the floor on fire, stop a little boy's hand. He held his hand up to his mother and, like,
sent her face was, like, waving.
Yeah, he, like, sent shockwaves through her face, which, like, the demon was saying, you're only hurting her. And he's like, oh, I know.
Doing that demon stuff.
Yeah. It was an interesting conversation about morality. He's, like, talking about developing morality. He says, like, it's interesting because he says morality, like building your morality, but he talks about how first we learn about pain and then we learn about reward. And it's like he's talking about how we make decisions, I guess. And, mm-hmm. and we learn the stick before we learn the carrot, he says, which I don't know. That whole thing was just interesting.
Yeah.
He's like a philosophy teacher, I guess.
I guess like, yeah, an occult specialist.
Okay.
Because that's why he's like working with the Vatican. So probably he teaches. I thought he was like teaching like a, I don't know.
Yeah. It looked like it was just like a philosophy class, but maybe not. Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to.
Maybe he just is an occult specialist too.
Right. But he is working with the Vatican. He's decidedly not a priest, but he has powers and he seems to be on the side of the Vatican. Like,
so Constantine.
It's so Constantine. It really is. His sort of boss, I don't know if she's his boss. She's like runs the institution where his mother is. She seems like she's sick. She coughs up blood at some one point.
Yeah. I guess, and she had mentioned that she raised him.
Oh, did she? I missed that. Mm-hmm. I totally missed that.
Yeah, when she was talking to the, Gabriella, the, Vatican staff worker, I guess, that they sent over. She was saying that, you know, the brother and sister were taken to different homes to stay in after whatever tragedy happened with the mother and father. Mm. So they were separated and that they never got along after that.
And he seems to be fighting demons. She seems to be fighting men who are doing bad things.
Yeah, and collecting badass weapons from ancient history.
Well, weapons and artifacts, like, looked to me like she's got that skull looks like it's
the Cyclops skull.
Yeah. The Cyclops skull is like, looks like it's infecting her with some sort of possession or at least like tempting her. It's talking to her. It looked like
she just put it on the shelf. I was like, hey girl, why don't you put that thing in a box or something? An eyeball just popped out and looked at you and disappeared and it keeps whispering at you. Put it in a box.
Yeah. I'm with you. That would be better. Hide that away. Some sort of box that it can't get out of. I guess that's about all. Like, we're not going to dive too deep because I think this really just establishes the characters. I like the main character a lot.
Yeah, me too.
There were a few lines I felt like his delivery was a little lacking, but it seemed like he was just kind of still getting used to the role. So
yeah, I don't think I've ever seen him in anything else, and I always appreciate that.
Yeah, just newcomer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I dig it.
Yeah,
I dig it.
So, do we say, is it MCU cast approved to keep watching?
I mean, we're going to keep watching. I feel like we have informed people appropriately whether they should or should not.
Yeah. If you're not into, you know, horror, demons, and grossness, this might not be for you.
Yeah.
My love.
Yeah. But if you like that, or if you're okay with that, mm-hmm. and it's
into the Halloween spirit.
Yeah. And if you just want to get into the Halloween spirit, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, this could be a fun little ride for the month of October. Something to binge since we're out of TV for the foreseeable future, it seems like. Yeah. I want TV. WandaVision soon.
We think. December, right? Or no, the end of November, maybe?
November is what a leak based on the code in the whatever said.
Well, that would make sense because that's right when Mando would end.
Ah, well, there you go. See, and that's the thing is, like, if Disney Plus can get that going where they have, like, a good show on all the time, that's what CBS All Access has done with Star Trek. They started with one Star Trek show, Discovery, which was, you know, some people love, some people hated. And then they've added Picard, and now they added Lower Decks, and now they're adding more and more stuff. And, like, it's getting to the point where, like, almost every week they're going to have, like, they're having, like, something like 26 weeks of Star Trek shows in a row. Oh, my
God. Your little nerd heart. What are you going to do?
It's pounding so hard. I'm so ready for it.
It's so exciting. What a gift. Thanks, ABC.
Yeah, CBS. CBS All Access.
I mean, CBS.
That's NBC, but you're close.
We're crushing it. All right, I'm going to quit while I'm ahead.
You're way behind. all right. Well, that is all for us. You got anything? You're going to be on tomorrow, too, but you got anything you want to plug?
Just make sure to join us for trivia Wednesdays, 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern. It's a blast.
That's right. That is correct. Do that. Wednesday, 7:30.
The good prizes.
Central, twitch.tv/StrandedPandaTV. And we just have a blast. And Ashley has become a regular now. She's just always on there with us making trivia fun happen. So
I love it. I love it so much.
Been freaking awesome having you, friend. All right. Well, guys, we will be back very soon. Actually, tomorrow, or actually this all will probably drop where you're seeing all this in your feed at the same time, the Hellstrom episode and the news and feedback, because we're trying to drop it all Wednesday. So thank you so much for hanging out with us. We'll be back soon. Until next time, true believers.